Welcome back to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Bucket List Buster Travel Show. Your Bucket List Buster Travel Show helps you make your bucket list dreams come true. Host Karen Duncan spent decades running the travel business. She, along with other industry experts, share their knowledge, travel stories, and wisdom about how to travel, where to travel, and how to have a stress-free adventure. Tune in. Give yourself permission to focus on yourself. Create lifelong memories with families and friends. And finally learn to relax, rejuvenate, and reconnect. And here's the host of your show, Karen Duncan.
Aloha, buenos dias, ni hao, yahate, bula, guten tag, bonjour, jumbo, boa tarde. Everything's Irie, and good afternoon. I hope you're having a fantastic day.
Hello, 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 everybody out there in podcast land. Karen Duncan here, your bucket list buster. How are you? It is cold outside and I don't like it. I'm going to be a whiny baby today because it's really kind of cool. And I guess we're officially into fall. It's November. We're expecting snow in the Northeast this week. There's already been snow in Colorado. And I'm looking forward to summer again already, or going someplace warm. Anyway, today we are going to have another great show. I'll be talking about the Poconos. Are you familiar with where the Poconos are and what that's all about? Whether you're a family looking for fun, winter fun, or looking to break away from the kids and have some adult-only fun, the Poconos has it all. And I'll be talking with Kelly Shannon, who is the PR and social media manager of the Poconos Tourism Bureau, to learn all about this wonderful mountainous resort area in Pennsylvania. I'm also going to talk to you about the Sandals Reveal event that I went to last week and what they are up to. We're going to talk a little bit about Universal's new ride, the Fast and Furious. And National Geographic is partnering with one of our sponsors, Scenic River Cruises. I'll talk to you about that. And then we'll briefly kind of talk about how travel agents and Mark Travel, one of our biggest suppliers, feel still very confident about continuing to travel to Mexico and sell Mexico. I've been getting that a lot. People, every place I go and we start having discussion, Mexico comes up. So we'll address that. And we'll talk about some webinars that are upcoming with Sagres Vacations and the Portugal trip, live events with learning to be a group leader, some of our group trips, and more. So let's talk about my thought for the week. Well, I am guilty as charged. That's how I'm going to start it out today. I am so guilty because I preach to you guys all the time about disconnecting to reconnect, relax, rejuvenate, reconnect, all of those good little buzzwords that I put out there. And I have not been taking care of myself. We went to Houston last week to the Sandals Specialist unveiling of some of the new things that they have going on. And I'll post some pictures on Facebook. In fact, I did last week. If you're following me, you probably saw some of those pictures from when we were actually at the event, but I'll post some more on the Your Bucket List Buster Facebook page. We stayed at the Marriott Waterways Hotel in the Woodlands. Really nice hotel. I mean, I could have stayed there for more than just a night, honestly. Well, I can stay in any hotel almost for more than just one night. But it was then in that moment that I realized how happy I was at that particular moment. And thinking now, you know, this really makes me happy. I'm really, really happy. I was happy enough to skip. Even, you know, driving up to the hotel, just doing the road trip, Mitchell and I had so much fun. We talked, we listened to great music. It was this feeling of all these different types of weights being taken off my shoulders and not thinking about work in the work sense of trying to find that next group or organizing for the upcoming groups that we have, or, you know, the details of running a small business. It was just fun. I got into this business because I love a nice hotel, and it's not so much the hotel itself, but what it means for me is what I recognized. Being away from things at home that need to be done, being away from a work environment and phone calls and work stuff that have to be done. And even though this was a work-related trip, it was away from my normal, quotations, normal life. Now, I'm not complaining about my life, don't get me wrong, but it's the everyday humdrumness of life that cause you and your spouse to argue, you and your coworkers to disagree, you and your kids to get on each other's nerves. We have got to find time to step outside of our everyday routines to recharge those batteries. Even if you just get a flicker from the new light bulb, it's better than the dimness of no light or very low light. That tends to be our energy level after so long of not taking time for ourselves and each other. I fell into the trap. My husband and I used to go someplace every other month, or at least once a quarter, running away from the kids and stuff. Now we both work from home. No kids here, mind you. We have separate offices, but we're both here with each other every day, all day. We stepped into the doors of that hotel and we both smiled and saw the girlfriend-boyfriend attitude and that sparkle in the eyes that you have when you're doing something that really makes you happy. So I'm sure I'm revealing way too much about my personal life right now, but all I'm trying to say is take some time before this holiday season to step back, either by yourself, with a friend, or with your spouse. Even take the kids. Get away from the house. Spend some time outside doing something fun together, something different, something you haven't done in a long time. Turn the phones and the computers off and reflect on how happy you are with your life and each other. Make a pact to do this every quarter, at least twice a year, so you have something on the calendar to look forward to, and actually put the next time on the calendar. The next time, plan your fun. You schedule everything. Soccer practice, you schedule meetings at work, you schedule dentist appointments. But do you ever schedule fun? Think about that. Do you ever schedule fun where you're just going to take time to find that happy place? So that needs to be our goal. Let's find our happy place more often. That's going to be the resolution for 2017 and 2018, at least for me. Join me in doing this. Find your happy place more often. My happy place is traveling or staying in a nice hotel. And if I can't get on a plane or I can't get in the car to go on a trip to a nice hotel someplace, I'm going to take the time to find a nice hotel in the Central Texas area that I can just go spend a night so that I can get back to my happy place a little more often than I have been these last couple of years. So those are my thoughts for today. I'm going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to jump into what's going on around the world. This is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster. I'll see you in a minute.
Are you a speaker who has an inspiring, insightful message that will help women entrepreneurs grow their businesses? If the answer is yes, we invite you to become a pro member of the eWomen Speakers Network. We have over 500,000 women connected through 118 chapters spread across North America. We're looking for speakers to share their wisdom and breakthrough ideas. Go to eWomenNetwork.com and join our speakers network. The benefits for pro speakers are incredible. Go to eWomenNetwork.com. You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back to your Bucket List Buster. Karen Duncan here, your host. So last week I did talk to you about Club Med opening up a ski resort in Quebec. Well, they are deciding that they want to take over the ski world, and they are going to be buying up some properties so that they can become a powerhouse on the slopes in the next few years. So look forward to, if you're an avid skier, then this might be something you want to keep your eye on, because they're an all-inclusive brand, and that's going to mean a lot in terms of what amenities you get when you hit the slopes. Starting probably 2020 is when their new resort's going to be built in Canada, but they're acquiring some other properties. So we'll keep you posted on when those are going to be opening up. The other thing that I think is really interesting is Nat Geo is, you know, National Geographic. Do you know who they are? Well, they are partnering with one of our sponsors, Scenic River Cruises. So National Geographic Expeditions and Scenic Luxury Cruise and Tours will be offering National Geographic River Cruises in 2018. There are 7 itineraries in Europe and 1 in Myanmar that are planned. And the National Geographic expert will be hosting educational presentations and informal discussions during these trips in Europe sailings. Also, a Nat Geo photographer will share techniques, and there will be excursions that go along with that, that Scenic is known for: hiking, biking, and other types of rides. Another huge reveal, Fast and Furious is the name of the new Universal ride that is coming to Universal Orlando. They are opening in the spring, and the attraction will have 15 Fast and Furious cars, 12 of which appeared in the film. And there will be scenes from the movies that they play and music that you recognize, and you get a guest pass through spaces that are inspired by the film, and like the family room. So that could be fun. If you're a Fast and Furious fan, then you're probably going to love, absolutely love that type of environment. I haven't watched Fast and Furious, but that could be a fun ride, especially if they're going to have some of the existing cars that were used in the movie. So if you're a big Universal fan, you need to get out there and have some fun. Now, this is another one piece of juicy news that I thought was very interesting. So, you know, Virgin Airlines, Richard Branson, the man that's going to Mars. I mean, he is so far ahead of the curve and outside of the box when it comes to travel and his brand. Well, he is going to be starting his own cruise line called Virgin Voyages. And he is in the process of debuting their first ship, 2020. And he has decided that it's going to be a adult-only cruise line. And I love my family groups. I love my family travel. I think that's a fantastic thing. But I also feel like adult-only has its place. If I can save some marriages in the world, I say that because there are times when you need to spend time by yourself. But on the other hand, there are times when you are empty nested and or you never had children and you want to have an opportunity to have some adult only time as well. And he's about to answer the call to this market, this demographic. With his cruise line. So the brand will not be booking passengers under 18 years old. And they are going to come out with 3 ships in the next few years. It's adult only by design and developed with feedback from travel agents and prospective clients who are looking for a more elevated and premium experience. And so they're going to, of course, have some different Virgin style surprises on their ships that none of the other ships are currently have. And they're kind of taking it from Viking and Oceania cruise lines. They don't have a policy saying children aren't allowed, but they're discouraged. And some of the river cruising too. There are some products out there, they're just not conducive to children. And river cruising tends to be that, although Disney has some cruise ships that they're using, and I do think they use some AMA waterways properties or ships to do some of their river cruising. But this could be very interesting. And if you could see the picture of what the ships are going to look like, they're pretty sleek and pretty sexy. So Virgin Voyages is looking to attract those who probably are averse to cruising because of the impression that cruising is too focused on kids and family. And with the water slides and rock climbing and all of those activities that go on some of the other ocean liners. So they are really trying to fill a niche with the adult only. So they'll be planning 7-day Caribbean cruises from Miami on their first ships, which will be coming out in 2020. I'm looking forward to that, actually. I want to see what that's going to look like. That could be very interesting. Well, I'm going to take another quick break. And when we get back, we're going to have a conversation with Kelly. Kelly is a wonderful young lady from the Poconos, Kelly Shannon, and she was really fun to talk to. I think you're going to enjoy our conversation about all the things there are to do winter, spring, summer, and fall in the Pocono Mountains. This is Karen Duncan, your Bucketlist Buster. I'll be back in 1 minute. Peaks, Cruises, and Tours' upcoming travel season is already on the move. From exploring the West, from Seattle to San Francisco, to culinary and wine in Portugal, to pickleball in Jamaica, we have groups available for you to join in on or create your own. Now is the time to plan it. We've received calls for people planning groups for anniversaries, milestone birthdays, churches and community groups, just to name a few. The best space will be limited after the holidays, and you want to make sure you maximize your group by providing them enough time to make payments. Yes, that's right. Peaks, Cruises, and Tours, along with their top travel suppliers in the industry, provide payment plans to plan your next vacation experience. So call us at 512-252-8919 or visit our website at peakscruisestours.com. and click on the group travel tab to join a group or email us to request information about creating a group. We take the hassle out of group travel. Welcome back. This is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster, and I have with us today our guest speaker, Miss Kelly Shannon, who is the Public Relations and Social Media Manager for the Poconos Mountains Visitors Bureau. She works to share content showcasing the Poconos Mountains through multiple social media networks and through the media. And when she has spare time, she enjoys hiking, sightseeing, going to concerts, and traveling. She is a public relations professional with a demonstrated history of working in the travel and tourism industry, a skilled communicator with the bachelor's of focused in business management, marketing communications from East Stroudsburg University of Pennsylvania. Thank you, Kelly, for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. I know this was a last minute request. I appreciate you fitting me in your schedule. I'd been intending to call you guys for weeks because I knew that I wanted to do the Poconos during my segment on fall and winter travel. And for some reason, I just couldn't get my act together. But I appreciate you. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you end up in the travel and tourism industry?
So I grew up in the Pocono Mountains, still live in the area. Tourism is a really big part of the job market here. So about 33% of the jobs in the area are tourism related. So I was almost bound to end up here if I stayed in the area.
Did your folks work in the industry?
We live really close to New York City. So my parents worked in the city and my dad commuted from here to the city for a while, but they're both retired now.
Nice. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a long trek every day for someone who's commuting, but, you know, then you get the best of both worlds with it. So I majored in business marketing in college with a minor in communications, and going through school, I've had jobs, including hospitality, all over the area, retail, local ice cream shops, restaurants, then finally landed an internship at Pocono Raceway, which is the NASCAR and IndyCar racetrack in the Poconos. So that was my senior year of college, and Pocono Raceway works rather closely with the Pocono Mountains Visitors Bureau, where I work now. And I heard they were hiring, but I still had one more semester to go until I graduated. And then lucky me, the PMVB decided to wait for me.
Aww.
So, yep, 2 short weeks after I graduated, I started here as the social media coordinator and then kind of took over the PR realm as well within my first year.
That's amazing. You're not that old. At least you don't sound that old. So you lucked out.
23.
Yeah, that's amazing. Congratulations, because that's one of those premier type of positions for a tourism bureau. And a lot of times young people have to jump through all kinds of hoops. It helps nowadays that you guys are into social media a lot more than people my age.
Yeah, it's definitely a good transition from like an internship a lot of places will offer into, you know, like a full-time professional job.
Mm-hmm. That's super cool. So maybe you can give me some tips and tricks after this is over about social media. I actually feel very proud that I am as involved in social media as I am, and it's all for business. You know, I have learned that I can reach lots more people through social media. So I've taught myself some things, but I'm sure there's a lot more that I don't know.
Oh yeah, there's so much to it, but it's good that, you know, you're using it at all.
Yeah, yeah, I know. A lot of people, you know, they get stuck on Facebook and that's all they want to do.
Right. Yeah, I got to broaden my horizons.
So let's talk about the Poconos. I personally have never been to the Poconos, but in my travel business, I have sent many of people to the Poconos. And let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because I focus on couples a lot of the time. That's kind of one of our primary markets. And I have been in love with the champagne hot tubs in the rooms.
Oh,
for years.
That's a classic.
So you tell me, other than that, name the top three best things about your destination.
All right. So number one, I'm going to go with diversity. So there's something to do for everyone, no matter their age, no matter their interest or level of adventure, no matter the season, there's always something to do. Number two, I'm going to go with the natural beauty. The winter, especially the winter, brings a beautiful blanket of snow. The spring gives us wildflowers and blooms. Summer gives us lush green forests, and the fall is usually very colorful. And then outdoor activities are really popular here, and the outdoors give families, couples, friends precious time to reconnect.
I love that. Reconnect. That's my saying. Did you see that? It's to relax, rejuvenate, and reconnect.
Oh, how perfect. And then number three, I'm going to have to go with the location. So we're driving distance from a lot of major areas, New York City, New Jersey, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C. And the closest airport, if people are flying in, would be the Lehigh Valley International Airport. But we're also not too far from Newark or
Okay.
Philadelphia.
So how long a drive from those airports?
About an hour and a half.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, it's a very drivable destination.
Right.
Yeah, it's a 4-county region about the size of the state of Delaware. So, it's huge, but along with the size comes with so many different things to do, and you're going to want to hit all the different things while you're here.
Yeah, and that's no different than an hour and a half is no different than flying into Montego Bay and trying to get to Negril or Ocho Rios in Jamaica. So that's, if you put it in that perspective, that's not a long distance.
Right, yeah, you're right.
So what are some of the trends you're seeing with people coming to the Poconos?
So weekend trips have been really popular over the fall and will likely continue to be through the winter. But a lot of our resorts and hotels have money-saving options during the week that definitely shouldn't be overlooked. Indoor water parks are huge for families, and romantic getaways are popular, especially over the winter and around Valentine's Day.
That's cool. So if people want to come for Valentine's, they better make those reservations now, right?
Oh, they do book up fast, yeah.
Especially those rooms with those champagne glasses.
Yeah, Cove Haven
You're
Resorts.
That's funny. That's so funny. So what else are you seeing? So couples and what about families? Family travel.
Yeah, it's become a really big destination for families too. So we actually have the largest indoor water park in the country, Kalahari.
Yes, I've heard of
So,
that. They're building one here in Texas, someplace.
yeah, I think you guys might actually outbuild
Wow.
us. But for the time being, it's over 200,000 square feet of water park. They have a ton of convention space too. Restaurants and you they have they're building outside. They have a treetops course, and they're thinking about doing snow tubing eventually. I'm not sure if that's going to be this year or how far in the future, but
That could be fun.
definitely.
That could be really fun. So when's the best time to come? I know you guys have four beautiful seasons, unlike us here in Austin. I was talking about that with someone just the other day. We have like a season and a half.
Season and a half, yeah.
Yeah, it's like hot and then it's not so hot.
That's funny. I mean, it depends on what you're looking to do here, but there really isn't ever a bad time. Prime times usually are January to February for the snow. That's when we get a
Okay.
majority of our snowfall. That's the peak of our winter time.
So is it cold or is it just beautifully snow? Because there's a difference.
Cold comes with the snow, so
Yeah,
we
but
would
there's
send.
like Alaska cold, Chicago cold, and then there's just cold enough to have snow.
So I would say average is probably like 20, 30 degrees, but
Okay, that's cold.
we could get a week in January, February where it's getting close to the negatives. Usually have that one week where it's like bitter cold.
Right. That's our one week in Austin where we hit like the 40s.
And everyone was freaking
Oh, we're
out.
freezing.
Yeah.
Everybody's rushing to grocery stores trying to stock up like we're going to be snowed in for months, you know?
You gotta prepare.
Yeah, I
So usually January to February is best for the winter. We do sometimes get snow in March or December, but January to February is definitely the peak time for winter.
Okay. And so what are some of the top things to do there? We've talked about the water park, and we talked about romantic getaways. So what else is there to do in the Poconos?
So for all year long, we have a lot of spas. We have a really big destination spa, the Lodge at Woodloch. It's really popular. Wineries, breweries. We have a
Wow.
casino, shopping. We have an outlet center with over 100 stores. In the winter, skiing, snowboarding, and snow tubing are really big activities.
Right.
The Poconos are mainly for beginners and family-friendly skiers and snowboarders. So lessons are really big here too.
Okay.
Some of the more unique things that we have over the winter are sleigh rides, dog sledding. We have
Ooh.
galactic snow tubing and crystal cabin fever, which we can talk about in a little bit.
Crystal cabin fever. Cool. And I also noticed that a lot of the resorts have big musical acts and stuff like that.
Yeah, they do. Cove Haven, we were just talking about with the champagne towers and the heart-shaped tubs. They have a lot of good entertainment, especially over the winter.
That's cool. So you could just come and spend a week there and have lots of different activities to do. You'll never get bored.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, a lot of our resorts have schedules throughout the day of different activities that they're going to be doing. So, whether you're staying at the lodge of at Woodloch and they're doing different like cleansing or different exercises, cooking classes, wine tasting, or if you're staying at Cove Haven and they're doing like couples games or they have wine tastings or wine palette paintings, they have stuff going on all day at all these places.
That's good. That's really amazing.
Yeah, so you can't be bored here.
And it's, that's just a part of the country I don't think people are used to wanting to explore. They go to Philadelphia, they do New York and some of those other areas, but the Poconos Mountains is not very well known, and especially in this part. I grew up in Chicago, so I kind of knew about the Poconos, but people here, or if they go skiing, they usually go west to Colorado, New Mexico, that type of thing. But we need to start sending them up there to you all.
Yeah, send them up here. We'll take them.
So tell us about some specialty tours and events or adventures going on.
Okay, so here's where we can talk about Crystal Cabin Fever.
Perfect.
So, Crystal Cabin Fever is an indoor interactive ice display. And they haven't released the dates that they're going to be doing it in 2018 yet, but it's usually in February, usually Thursday through Monday in February. And they have ice sculptors making these amazing displays according to whatever theme that year is. They've had under the sea, Africa, around the world, all his themes. And then they put them on display for everyone. You can walk through them. There's an ice bar with wine tasting for an adult. An ice slide that kids can actually slide down, an ice harvesting museum tour at Sculpted Ice Works, food trucks, hot chocolate, and live ice carvings.
Nice. That's super cool. So they pick a different theme every year.
Yeah, they haven't announced anything for this year, so we're all patiently waiting, but I'm excited to see what it's going to be.
That's nice. That is, and I would have liked it. And it's all ice carvings.
Yep.
And so Africa would have been a really cool one to see in ice.
Yeah, definitely. They have some stuff on their website. They have a gallery of, like past years and past ice displays if you want to take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll
So,
do that.
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Definitely. That is really cool. So what kind of clients come up there?
So
All
we get.
people?
Yeah, pretty much, but a lot of it is people within driving distance. So usually like 4 to 5 hours away, but like we were talking about before, it's not too far if you want to fly in from any airport.
Right. And what special promotions are available that you might want to mention for this year or next year? What's coming up that's big that we need to let people know about?
Through the winter, we have a number of promotions going on that's available through our website under special offers, PoconoMountains.com. Some great midweek specials are listed on there for overnight stays as well as special weekends. There are some ski specials for lift tickets, lessons, and ski and stay packages.
Fun.
Super fun. And I bet that place is amazingly decorated during the holiday season.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I did want to talk about that too. We have a lot going on for the holidays.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. Tree lightings. We have a lot of resorts make a whole huge deal of the tree lightings. They have fireworks. We have train rides with Santa, Polar Express style, ugly sweater parties, holiday festivals like Holly Winterfest, Jim Thorpe's Old Time Christmas, Quiet Valley Living Historical Farm, Honesdale for the holidays, and so much more.
That's cool. See, I can just envision that place with the snowfall and the lights and, you know, being super decorated. That would be absolutely gorgeous, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, it's magical.
I bet. I absolutely bet. I was going to ask you about being overly decorated and anyway. Oh, I know what it was. So have you ever had a winter where you didn't have snow?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, it happens. I mean, it's just part of, you know, climate change.
Right. Yeah.
So sometimes
what do you do? How do you overcome and adapt?
Well, you can do anything that you would be doing in the fall.
Right.
Yeah. So you can do hiking, biking. We have an all-season tubing park. So instead of snow tubing, you can just do the all-season tubing park. We have zip lines, treetop courses. There's still a ton to do.
Yeah, so, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's just breezy.
Yes. Yeah, and usually if we're not getting snow, that means that it's a little warmer than usual. 2 years ago, it was Christmas and like 70 degrees. It was so hot.
Oh, wow. You all were burning up.
Yeah, we had like lawn games out on Christmas Day. We're like, what is this?
That's funny. That is so funny. Well, what other information about the Poconos do you want our listeners to know about to coerce them to come on up there and spend some time with you?
So we actually have an adventure bucket list for every season on our website.
Interesting.
So I thought you might like that.
Yes.
We're currently rebuilding our winter bucket list now, but some highlights on it include dog sledding, learning how to ski and snowboard, conquering an escape room, snowmobiling, and paintball.
Wow, that's cool. I'm so impressed.
So me and a coworker actually completed our summer adventure bucket list over the summer through social media. So we were sharing videos each time we went out and did something. And we're going to do that again for the winter. So we're excited for that.
That's really cool. You'll have to keep me posted or send me some video or fun stuff. We'll connect on Instagram.
Okay, sounds good.
So that we can do that. So what's on? I know that you have your Poconos bucket list, but what else is on your personal bucket list?
I love to travel.
Me too.
Yes, I figured. So I've been to a lot of places in Europe. I've been to a few places in the U.S., but I'd really like to go to Bora Bora, Australia, New Zealand, and then sometime down the road do a huge road trip around the U.S.
Bora Bora is on the top of my list, and it's been at the top of my list for, I'm not going to tell you, probably longer than you've been alive. And people keep saying, so Karen, what is the deal? Why haven't you done it yet? And it just seems like every year that I've decided that I was going to do Tahiti, something else sidetracked me and I haven't made it there yet, but I'm putting it on my calendar for the winter 2018. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make it happen one way or another.
Let's do it together.
Love that. Love it. Love it. Love it. That's definitely, Australia's on mine. I've done Fiji, but I haven't done Australia or Tahiti. And I will tell you that the Aussies and the New Zealanders are some of the most fun people I've ever been around. They're a hoot. Yeah, they're a hoot. Mm-hmm. So much fun. Well, thanks for joining us today, Kelly. And make sure, send me some pictures if you can
of the Poconos, some things you want us to put on social media so that I can wrap it around the show. And I really appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us about that beautiful part of the country.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll have to stay in touch throughout the season so that you can come back on and tell me what's going on, what special things are happening.
I'd be happy to.
Perfect. That'd be perfect. Well, this is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster, and I'm going to take another quick break. See you in a minute.
Do you feel like you're drowning in administrivia? Do you have a podcast you would like transcribed to repurpose as a blog or even a best-selling book? Rhonda's Virtual Office is the answer to the freedom you crave so you can get busy doing what you love. Let Rhonda's Virtual Office give you the relief you need. Visit rhondasvirtualoffice.com and get some peace of mind today. Rhonda's Virtual Office is the go-to transcription service for EWN Podcast Network.
You're invited for a webinar November the 15th, 7 p.m. Central Time, to review our upcoming wine and culinary journey in Portugal with Sagres Vacations. We will be doing the webinar on anymeeting.com, where on Facebook we'll be posting the code and the link for you to join us this coming Wednesday. So the Portugal trip on September the 3rd through September the 12th, 2018, we will be exploring wine and culinary journeys in Portugal. Savor the best of Portugal on this wine and culinary journey through the heart of Portugal, 8 nights in 4-star hotels in Porto and Lisbon, and 3 nights in the Douro Valley. 12 total meals included round-trip airfare from the Boston services, from Boston, will have services of English-speaking professional tour guides. You will experience the best of the Portuguese cuisines and wines in this tour of the Douro Valley. The Douro Valley could as easily be called the Enchanted Valley, such is the beauty and magic that its landscapes offer. You will have the opportunity to taste local-grown port wine as you visit several family-owned winery estates. Spend 3 nights in Quinta de Falhada, a winery estate with stunning views of the Douro Valley. Enjoy a picnic at the winery grounds as you savor the best local products. Visit the beautiful cities of Porto and Lisbon. So join us this Wednesday, 7 p.m. Central Time on anymeeting.com. I will have the code listed on our Facebook page and online. And join us. We would love for you to find out more about the trip so that you can go with us.
You're listening to the EWN Podcast Network.
Welcome back to your Bucket List Buster. Karen Duncan here. So I mentioned before, earlier in the show, that we had gone to Houston to a big sandals reveal event. They do this annually for travel agents and their travel partners and some of the wholesalers that they work with, tour companies. Sandals has a way of making sure that the people that like their services enjoy the resorts, know what's going on with them at all times. And they like travel agents. They like for travel agents to be their eyes, ears, and their sales force for their properties. They respect what we do in terms of fitting the customer with the right location. Not all islands are created the same. Not all sandals resorts are the same quality now, but they all have different personalities. And so as a client that might be looking at going to a sandals resort, it can be overwhelming and trying to decide where and which one and that type of thing. So they are very good about once a year, they have a huge event. They were doing, I think they said 19,000 miles all across the country, having these huge travel agent events so that they could update us on information. Another thing that they've done in the past is rented a jet, a plane, a big plane that holds multiple hundreds of agents. And they get it wrapped with their Sandals logo, Sandals Loves Travel Agents, and they fly us to their different resorts over a course of a weekend. And I mean, it's work. It's not that we go and we get to party and we hang out. We go to one resort and we do a tour. They put us on a bus if there's multiple ones in the same on the same island, and we go to each of those resorts and we learn all the different room categories and that type of thing. So they are very good about that. The other thing, other reason I like Sandals, is we were sitting at the table with a young lady who, I don't think she was the GM of Turks and Caicos Beaches, but she was the hotel manager. That's what she was. And, you know, Turks and Caicos, beaches right now is not open. Their date that they're going to open is, December the 15th. Because they received a lot of water. Nothing was destroyed, but they're doing cleanup. And she was talking about how Sandals took care of their employees, their families, and their guests during the hurricanes this season when they were so devastating. They had their employees bring their families to the resort because they felt that they would be safer in their resorts. Plus, there was plenty of food, plenty of water. They had the amenities and the necessary supplies that these family members and employees could take advantage of and be cared for. Now, some people say, well, they did that because they had guests on property that they needed taken care of. Sure enough. But guess what? Not everybody had to work all the time, but it was just easier and safer for them to be in one space. And it was, because a lot of their employees' homes were destroyed. And had they not been there, they would have had a difficult time reconnecting and getting things taken care of or even getting to work. What's more devastating? Your home is destroyed and you can't get to work. So then you can't begin to rebuild. They've also used their foundation to help their employees rebuild their homes and to receive the supplies that they need around these islands that were devastated due to these hurricanes. So when you're talking about a company that gives back, they give back to their employees, they give back to their communities. Sandals Foundation is helping to rebuild the islands that they are situated on and that need the help. And they're helping with islands that they don't have hotels. They are using their boats to get supplies to some of these other islands. So, yes, I sell Sandals. I think they have a fantastic product, and I think they are the type of sustainable company that I want to support because of how they treat their employees and the people in the communities in which they build their resorts. But let's talk about some of the things that they talked about. So, you know, Sandals is big for destination weddings and receptions and honeymoons and that type of thing. So they have free weddings. Yes, they do. They do actually have free weddings. And we talked about that in a lot of detail. Your free wedding includes the ceremony, unlimited guest seating, reception and decor, a one-hour cocktail reception, and the wedding cake. Every Sandals wedding includes a personal wedding planner, picturesque wedding locations, preparation marriage documents, your white shafari chairs and cushions, pre-recorded music, cocktail hour, bride and groom signature cocktail, manicure for the bride, 30-minute foot massage for the groom, free personal wedding website, free sandals wedding and honeymoon gift registry, 5x7 wedding photography, romantic turndown service on the first night, honeymoon mimosa breakfast in bed any morning of your choice, and honeymoon dinner for the bride and groom in a specialty restaurant with white glove service and complimentary sparkling wine. And all of that, then they have additional, they kept saying they weren't packages, but they kind of were packages. So they have different themes. So you've got your white romance, which is absolutely beautiful. Then you have your, which one is this? Island Chic, which is beautiful with right there on the water. All of your weddings can be done looking out at the ocean on the beach, or it can be in the gardens. It's up to you. Something else that they have is one that I thought was really cool, was one that's inspired by the tropics, because it's all these nice, beautiful, bright colors, oranges and fuchsias and purples. And that one has an arch. If you can imagine an overhead arch that is made with palm leaves. So it looks like an arch, just imagine, but it's made from palm leaves. Absolutely gorgeous. And then, of course, they have your more formal, sophisticated selections and things inspired by the gardens. I mean, just absolutely gorgeous. One of the things that I thought was really, really cool, oh, they've got a contemporary one that I would love to do. If I'm ever going to do, they call it Modern Love. If I'm ever going to do a retie the knot, then that's the one I want to do. They have a mimosa bar that they can set up for you. I sent that to some of my girlfriends, and they were just way too excited. I need to have one of those here at the house. But that's the weddings that they just go. I've seen them do the weddings. In fact, they walked us through a wedding ceremony, a mock wedding ceremony, and when they put us on that plane that I was just telling you about, and so that we could understand the process of what it's like to do destination weddings right there on sandals. The other thing they talked about are the new over-the-water bungalows. Now, everyone has always seen those in Tahiti, Bora Bora. I've always wanted to go and wanted to go for that very reason. Well, Sandals has now built over-the-water villas and accommodations in some of their resorts. So South Coast in Jamaica has them. Royal Caribbean in Jamaica has them. St. Lucia has them. And they will be building more, I'm sure. They even have an over-the-water chapel at South Coast in Jamaica, which could be a fantastic, beautiful place to have a wedding. But I just wanted to let you know what was coming up with Sandals. If you're looking for something really romantic, something really fun, a couples only. In fact, we've got a group that will be doing Sandals Barbados next October the 15th. So you'll need to go on the Peaks Cruises and Tours website. And, you know, you can always join in on group trips to get the group benefits and amenities and discounts without being a part of the group. So just keep that in mind in case you're interested. I'm going to take another quick break, and I will be back with our friends from The Wireless Traveler. This is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster. See you in a minute. Peaks Cruises and Tours is looking for several group leaders for the 2018-2019 travel season. The perfect group leader would be a person that is immersed in an organization, association, or networking group where people like to travel. That person could be a retired teacher, a golfer, or belongs to a group that likes to plan, play cards, or go dancing. Maybe it's a group of families with children with cognitive or physical challenges, family reunions, or a young couple looking for a destination wedding. We can customize trips revolved around almost any group or any activity. Most group leaders don't even know that they're as influential as they are. And if you know that person, or if you are that person and you're interested in learning more about becoming a group leader with Peaks Cruises and Tours, there will be a Facebook Live event on November the 16th, that's next Thursday, at 7 p.m. Central Time, Facebook Live, where we will go over the benefits and the amenities of becoming a group leader and taking groups that travel all over the world and check off your bucket list at a discount with your friends and have a great time making some cash as a group leader with Peaks Cruises and Tours. Remember, that's Thursday, November the 16th at 7 p.m. Central Time. Join us and find out if this is something you would like to do for fun.
Have you ever asked yourself this question? Why is it so hard to make a buck? I know I have. Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. What I have discovered after going from the brink of bankruptcy to running a multi-million dollar award-winning business is this. You can't build a million-dollar dream hanging around minimum wage mindsets. My mission is 1 million women entrepreneurs generating $1 million in annual revenue. So here's what I've done. I've created the mother of all entrepreneur success programs that you can access online on your time. It's called Monetize Me Now. It's a 7-module online course that is 100% my success formula, covering mindset, mission, management, motivation, marketing, and measure. Come on, take my hand and I'll show you the way to learn to earn flowing revenue for your business. Visit monetizemenow.com for details.
You're listening to Your Bucket List Buster on iTunes and the eWomen Network. Welcome back. Karen Duncan here, your host of Your Bucket List Buster. And we are back with Telecom Thursday Tips with our friends over at Wireless Traveler. This week, we're topping off our trilogy of orbit finders with the stick-on finder. But first, a few fun facts about these awesome gadgets that are perfect for that special person who is everything on your holiday list. We mentioned last week that the Orbit Finders made Oprah's Favorite Things list 2 years in a row. On October 23rd, the TV show The View included Orbit Key Finders in their 24-hour View Your Deal special, only to sell out of all 34,000 units in only 30 minutes. And for November, look out for the colorful Orbit Keys to be featured in Rachel Ray's Everyday magazine. Even more exciting, the Orbit Wallet card will debut in the Huffington Post Holiday Gift Guide. So back to the stick-on finder, a tiny 1-inch diameter gadget. Peel off the sticky adhesive tape and it is perfect for all those precious items you can't afford to lose. Stick it on anything, the remote control, laptops, backpacks, even teddy bears. If you're traveling with children, you can make your phone ring if you lose it or take a selfie remotely using your Orbit stick on. The battery lasts up to a year and is replaceable. The stick on paired up with your smartphone via Bluetooth shows the last location on a map of your missing item, and Orbit has just introduced OrbitNet crowdfinding. So if someone else walks past your missing item, it will show up on the Orbit map finder on your phone. So cool, right? Best news, it is compatible with iPhones and Androids. It's affordable for anyone and such a great stocking stuffer at only $24.99. And for our listeners today, if you go to wirelesstraveler.com and enter promo code ORBIT, you will get a 20% discount. We hope you enjoy listening to this week, and we look forward to meeting up again next Thursday for more tech tips from our friends over at Wireless Traveler. Well, folks, this is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster, coming to an end of another week. Next week's show is going to be fun. We're going to talk about Christmas markets around the world. And I'm going to talk with Michael Dolan. He's the ski technician and head bicycle mechanic at Sun and Ski Sports here in Austin, Texas. And he loves being able to introduce new people to cycling and winter sports and get them outfitted for new adventures. He loves to get out there by himself and ride his bike almost every day. And his favorite ride is along Lake Austin. But he doesn't miss riding his bike through the winters of Boston. So we're going to talk to him about that. This is your Bucket List Buster. Travel recharges your mind, body, and soul. You deserve it. Your Bucket List Buster is here to help you start living your dreams. Visit me on Facebook and like me on Instagram and post some of your pictures, folks. Thanks for joining me today. I hope you found some resources in today's show that excite your travel juices, provided you with some valuable information for your next trip, and gave you permission to take time off and have some fun someplace in the world. Remember, our motto now is find that happy place. Spend more time having fun. This is Karen Duncan, your Bucket List Buster, and I'm signing off until next week.